Our second scripture reading today comes from the book of Ephesians, chapter 2, verses 1 through 10. Listen now to Paul addressing the church in Ephesus. You were dead through the trespasses and sins in which you once lived, following the course of this world, following the ruler of the power of the air, the spirit that is now at work among those who are disobedient. All of us once lived among them in the passions of our flesh, following the desires of flesh and senses, and we were by nature children of wrath like everyone else. But God, who is rich in mercy, out of the great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead through our trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved, and raised us up with him and seated us with him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, so that in the ages to come he might show the immeasurable riches of his grace in kindness toward us in Christ Jesus. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing. It is the gift of God, not the result of works, so that no one may boast. For we are what he has made us, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand to be our way of life. Holy wisdom, holy word. Thanks be to God. Now the Apostle Paul started this passage out with, "You were dead." Now that probably got their attention right away. And in this teaching for the people of the church in Ephesus, he helps them reflect back on their lives before they had faith in Jesus. Paul reminds them that they lived their lives in fleshy, sinful, irritable ways before they followed the way of Jesus. Now, Paul's goal was that they would realize it is the grace of God that gives us the chance to have faith if we decide to pick it up and accept the faith offered to all of us through God's amazing grace. Faith is a gift given to us by God's grace. But we can best utilize our gift of faith when we are open and aware and willing to share. Trusting in God's grace leads us to have faith. There's a mutual dynamic between grace and faith. Mark Nepo says it this way: faith is like someone falling off a boat. When you struggle against the water, you only make things worse. But when you breathe slowly, relax, stretch out your arms and look up to God, you can settle into the water enough to let it carry you. So I want to invite you to close your eyes. Take a deep breath of the Holy Spirit in. And imagine and trust God right now. Have a willingness to accept. Relax. Breathe into grace, which is the genesis of faith. Now imagine you are like a fallen leaf floating on the surface of a lake. You stretch out and you surrender to the water and you let it hold you up. That is God's grace helping you float. Like the fish that can't see the ocean they live in, we can't see and totally comprehend the spirit of grace that is all around us. Now you can open your eyes again so you don't fall asleep. Now think about it for a minute. Are you truly grateful for God's amazing grace that led you to faith? The Amazing Grace hymn says, 'Twas grace that brought us safe thus far, and grace will lead me home. And then it ends with, we've no less days to sing God's praise than when we first begun. Grace, praise, and gratitude, they all go together. And it's grace and gratitude that are the key ingredients in the formula for fortitude and resilience, too. Gratitude plays a huge role in the Christian life because as Christians, our daily lives should shout out, thank you, God, every day through our actions. And we should feel it in our souls, and our words should all show our praise to God every day. And our relationships with others should reflect how grateful we are to God. When thankfulness dwells in our souls, it just automatically spills out of our mouths. When you are sincerely grateful for God's grace and mercy that has allowed you to still remain here on earth, you realize that your time is short, but that your life has a purpose. Now, it's so important to remember that the purpose, though, is not to act dead until you have to, but to live each day as a gift from God. Live a faithful, grateful life, and share your life with others. That's basically your purpose for being here on earth. And it's interesting to discover how all of this is reflected in the meaning of these words that we commonly use and see how they relate to each other. The word for grace is related to the word for gratitude. In Greek, charis is grace. And then when you add you to it, so Eucharist, which we call the sacrament of Holy Communion too, Eucharist means gratitude or thanksgiving. And so the English word grace comes from the Latin word gratis, which means favor, or that it's free, no charge. And all of this is in the word gratitude. Grace is gratis. And then all of that works into gratitude. God gives it to you at no charge. So we respond with gratitude. So when you take time to be in touch and aware of God's grace and accept it as unconditional love, undeserved and unearned, your life is just automatically happier. And you are thankful for God's love that was grafted into your heart and embedded into your soul when you were created in the heavens and then sent to earth as stardust. Our lives are meant to be one big overflow of praise for God's grace, just spilling out over the edges and enabling us to accomplish everything we do in our work, among our families, in our churches, and in what we do to show love to our neighbor. What we do, how we live, what we accomplish matters only because it all flows out of God's grace. Now, in the book of Ephesians, Paul is referring to the pre-Christian life when he says, "You were dead." He's talking about how the sins of the world cause us to destroy ourselves. Alcohol, drugs, hate, isolation, greed, gossip, all are the things that people cling to when they have no faith in God. So when you feel God's grace and you have trust in God's unconditional love, then you take better care of yourself and others. Faith heals because it gives you hope for a better future and happiness every day. Author Dennis Waitley said, "Happiness is the spiritual experience of living every minute with love, grace, and gratitude." happiness is a spiritual experience. And then James Altucher is a finance blogger on the internet, but he's also written a few books. And one of his biggest bestsellers is called I Was Blind, But Now I See. And he blogged about two choices a person can make to get rid of the stress from depressing disappointments that come along in our life. He says choice number one when something bad happens is we can say, well, life sucks, so why should I contribute? It's just all horrible and it's not my fault, so heck with it. Or, he said, you have choice number two. We can say, I'm going to do something positive. I'm going to replace the negative with a positive. I won't let the dark side win. And then he told the story of a young man who came up to him at one of his book signings, and he thanked him for his work. And so he asked the young man to tell him more about himself. So he said, my name is Tim. I was 6 years old when I watched my dad executed on national TV. He was on death row. He killed six families in a steakhouse and then another family by the road. Altucher learned that Tim's father and mother tried to rob the steakhouse and they didn't get away with it and many people died. Tim went on to say, I was in and out of 14 foster homes growing up. Everything bad that you can possibly imagine happened to me in my childhood. Tim said, it was horrible all my life. I kept wondering, what was the point of this horrible life? Then when I was 17, I got a job doing construction. I had no skills. I wasn't going to school. I was a nothing. I was upset and bitter all the time. But the great guy I was working for told me to go to a veterans meeting with him. So I went. The veterans had seen the worst things you can see in the war, and they had, some of them, done the worst things you can do. I told them my story, and they laughed at me. They said, listen, you think you are at the bottom? Your bottom is better than 95% of the rest of the world. So Tim started to have faith in himself and began working on real estate projects where, in exchange for helping with his construction abilities, he would take part ownership, 50-50 in many cases, of the real estate that he was developing. He told Altucher, now I have millions of dollars in real estate and everyone I partnered with is in business. So I spent a lot of time connecting people up. I introduce good people to each other. If two people are good and you are the reason that even more good happens in the world, then you will benefit. And then Tim added, I made a choice to be the best person I could be and turn the bad things in my past into something positive. When I was young, kids at school used to beat me up. They would shout that I was the son of a serial killer, but I'm not anymore. Now I know and have faith that I am a beloved child of God. Spiritually speaking, Paul's perspective is that without faith, we are dead. But there is good news. And it is the same good news that sparked the entire Reformation. It is the good news that has transformed millions of lives these last two millennia. And the news is this: it is by grace you were saved through faith. And you didn't have to do anything to deserve it. Just be grateful or not. It's not about doing. It's only about receiving. When you accept God's grace deep down inside you, it is going to bubble up into the rest of your life. You can't hold it in. It's like when you shake up a can of Pepsi, and when you open the can, it's going to explode because the fizz was already in the can to begin with. Grace and faith in God is in you to begin with. So overflow with thanks and praise to God. You were dead, and now you are alive. Or how John Newton said it, I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. If Paul was alive today, I think he would say, don't be zombies. Don't be the walking dead. Be alive in Christ, alive in the goodness of God in all of your life. Even the low times and the struggles can help us feel alive. Without the clouds, we would not be grateful for the sun. Without struggle, there would be no peace. Thanks be to God for our faith that comes from the ineffable gift of grace. Amen.